Hello again, everybody. Mitch Gray with a look at sports as we take you into Friday. Well, a couple of items from the University of West Georgia to get us started. Yesterday, the Gulf South Conference Women's Basketball All-Decade Team announced Taylor Beverly was an honorable mention candidate. She only had one qualifying year at UWG, but man, what a player she was. Taylor, outstanding youngster out of Mississippi, could score, could rebound, could play, great student, and just one of the very best to ever play at the University of West Georgia. Congratulations, Taylor Beverly, for that honor yesterday. Also another honor for a member of the football coaching staff, Roosevelt Majid, has been named a recipient of the National Football League's Bill Walsh Diversity Coaching Fellowship. He's going to be part of the preseason staff with the Minnesota Vikings as part of that fellowship this year. He says because of COVID, he's not sure if it's going to be on hand there, if it's going to be on some kind of virtual basis. He's hoping to get a chance to work with the Vikings some before coming back to work with the Wolves some. He's the defensive line coach for David Dean at the University of West Georgia. High school football, God willing, 8 weeks from tonight when it all gets started, with, of course, Carrollton playing in the Corky Kell up in Rome against Cedartown. You've also got Bowden and Temple in a next-door neighbor skirmish. Central home, Villarica home, Bremen home, Harrelson County home that first night. Mount Zion's going to be traveling. Also Heard County at home that first night of high school football, if everything is a go 8 weeks from tonight. We'll just have to wait and watch and see. One college sports note, John Swofford announcing his retirement 1 year from now as commissioner of the Atlantic Coast Conference. One of the most effective, with foresight, college commissioners anytime, anywhere. What a great job he has done for the ACC. Swofford, terrific guy, former North Carolina quarterback, and he's been a tremendous commissioner for the ACC. The NFL says they're ready to start training camps on time, despite some COVID issues in some of their training camp cities this year. So that's going to be just several weeks down the line as they get started with that. Well, golf playing up in Connecticut in the Travelers Championship, that got started yesterday, and they're just absolutely hammering these courses these first 3 weeks back. A guy named Mackenzie Hughes shot a 10 under par 60 yesterday up in Cromwell, Connecticut. He enters round two today with a three-shot lead over a couple of the big names, Xander Schauffele and the number one ranked player in the world, Rory McIlroy. And that's a look at sports for your Friday, and I'm Mitch Gray.